This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Two major theaters in Boston are presenting major works by Stephen Sondheim at the same time. Lyric Stage has Company, and the Huntington Theater Company offers Sunday in the Park with George. Company explores a 35-year-old unmarried man's views of married life as he spends time with a collection of couples. Sunday in the Park with George won the Pulitzer Prize and was inspired by the masterpiece painted by Georges Seurat in the 1880s. WBUR Artery critic Killian Molloy joins us now to talk about these productions about a mile down the road from each other. Good morning, Killian.
Good morning, Sharon.
So first, your quick takes on the two shows.
Company is about a single man in New York. He's 35. He's still unattached. And he's very good friends with about five different couples. And they all regard him as, in a sense, their emotional anchor. And in a sense, he's their go-to person when they need life to make sense. Sunday in the Park is a much different proposition. It's divided into two acts. The two acts are very different from each other. One takes place in the 1880s, 1884, as Georges Seurat is working on his painting. The following act takes place in 1984. A whole century has gone by. And in that case, what we're looking at is art and the way that art changes and the way that people's direction toward art and their impulses change also over time.
In Sunday in the Park with George, the musical number Sunday really does feel sort of like its own masterpiece, not unlike the masterpiece that he's creating.
When you see the struggle that Georges Seurat has with his art and with what he's trying to do, he is struggling with composition, balance, form, and color. And he has this little mantra he'll say, balance, form, tension. And then he arrives at harmony. And what I loved is how Sunday came up at the end of both acts. But especially at the end of Act One, when we've seen this struggle happen for the painter, and the word harmony kind of triggers this beautiful harmony of the song Sunday.
Towards the verticals of trees.
To me, seeing the two plays, both of which are excellent productions, Sunday in the Park with George feels a little more cerebral, but also just grabbed me more, especially that first act, really getting at those conflicting and merging urges associated with both artistic creation and also human relationships and observation and involvement and the lines between all that.
Right. Right. And you're starting from a place of human engagement that Georges Seurat is having a hard time with that. His mistress, Dot, very exuberant. You see her in her fantasy sequence near the beginning, literally burst out of her very starchy, corseted dress and dance around the stage and enjoy herself. Georges Seurat's not capable of that. He's so driven by his work. You even see it and hear it when there's this sort of string section and percussion section that's dotting along, and he's dotting along at his canvas with his paintbrush. He's propelled, and he can't escape it.
And then again, I think that's sort of classic Sondheim, because in Company, we have a scene, my favorite song from Company. That song's called Getting Married Today, in which a woman about to get married is deeply conflicted.
Deeply conflicted. That was played by Erica Spires, and she was magnificent. She plays Amy, who's been with her boyfriend for a long time. She and her boyfriend are about to tie the knot. Amy's thing is that she is so nervous, she's almost a runaway bride. She's going through these frantic, panicking thoughts about not getting married. And the way that the words flow, together with the music, but just the words themselves, they kind of sparkle the way they kind of come dropping down in this frantic torrent. It is absolutely comic genius.
Listen, everybody, look, I don't know what you're waiting for, a wedding. What's a wedding? It's a prehistoric ritual where everybody promises fidelity forever, which is maybe the most horrifying word I've ever heard, and which is followed by a honeymoon where suddenly he'll realize he's saddled with a nut and want to kill me, which he should, so listen, thanks up, bunch, but I'm not getting married. Go have lunch, because I'm not getting married. You've been grand, but I'm not getting married. Don't just stand there, I'm not getting married, and don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
How important is it, do you think, for Boston theater goers to be able to have these two pretty impressive Sondheim productions on stage to choose from at the same moment?
Why choose? Why not set up a double date, as it were, to go see one and then go see the other. I think it's amazing, actually, that this has not been the case more often than it has, given how many companies, large and small, have done Sondheim over the years. I think it's important for Sondheim to be on the stage because he is one of the great, still living, writers and composers for musical theater. And it's just a pleasure to be able to have that choice set in front of you.
Well, Killian, thanks.
Thank you so much, Sharon. It's been a pleasure.
Sunday in the Park with George is on stage at the Huntington Theater Company through October 16th. The Lyric Stage presents Company through October 9th. You'll find Killian Molloy's reviews at The Artery on WBUR.org.